Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, lately I've been overwhelmed by the whole wellness industry. So much information out there about flaxseed, pelvic floor, serums, and anti-aging. So I launched a newsletter. It's called Body and Soul, to share expert-approved advice for your physical and mental health. And guess what? It's free. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise it will make you happier and healthier.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's talk a little bit about Bidenomics. This White House makes me laugh. And we'll get to other emails and things like that and the Epstein stuff here in a little bit. But the White House makes me laugh because it's, honestly, you know I despise politicians, all of them, Republicans, Democrats. I just don't like them. I don't trust them. And it's not as if I think there's been some kind of real tender heart occupying the White House for really ever. They're all presidents. They're all ambitious. They're all this and that. But this White House, as I've described them before, is honestly the most soulless I can think of. They can't even bring themselves to pretend to have a soul. Remember, Joe Biden's still out there every time he gets around the military telling people his son died in Iraq. That's not even close to true. What? Remember when our troops died and Biden met those families, and Biden got there and he couldn't help himself. It's just who he is. He checked his watch because he was so bored the whole time. Oh my gosh, when does this memorial end? It was several times. The families mentioned that it was several times. Just checked his watch. Oh my gosh, when's this over? They're just soulless. And because they're so soulless, everything is a new campaign. Everything's a new word campaign. I remember this in the campaign. It makes me laugh. Remember the no malarkey bus? Yeah, the no malarkey bus. And they're always rolling out a new buzzword out there. Ultra MAGA, Mega MAGA. All these terrible things. Well, now apparently they think they're going to be allowed to campaign still, or my theory's wrong. And now they're launching something new called Bidenomics. Now, before I play the Corinne Diversity Hire clip, let's just say the thing about lies, skilled liars will know this. Lies need to be believable. All right? Believable. If I came on the radio tonight and I said, hey, guys, I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed your time. I'm kind of done with the whole radio thing. TV thing. I'm done with being a world famous author. Very powerful. What's a powerful conservative group or think group? A Heritage Foundation. I've actually been hired by the Heritage Foundation to be their spokesman. And they're going to pay me free Red Lobster and life is good. And so I've decided that that's the route I'm going to go. You would believe that. Don't worry, none of that's happening. You would believe that because that's at least believable. But if I was to come on here and say, hey, giving up the radio life, no more cheese balls and Sour Patch Kids for me. I have decided to dedicate my life to becoming a professional horse jockey. Horse jockeys are famously about 5 feet tall, 100 pounds. You would laugh and roll your eyes and say, Jesse, that's ridiculous and stupid. If you're Joe Biden, I realize there's precious little that you can point to that's good when it comes to economics. But when people are suffering 20%+ inflation since you got into office, that means everybody, they don't think, they don't feel, they know they're poorer. Everybody is poorer right now. All of us. Everyone. Unless you've had a greater than 20% pay increase, like a promotion at work, since he got into office, everyone's poorer. You are, I am, everyone is. But they decided they're going to roll out Bidenomics anyway. And even the White House press staff is not really buying it.
34% of Americans approve of the president's handling of the economy. So is there a risk that this new branding could backfire? And are you confident that this new messaging push is going to change Americans' opinions of the president's handling of the economy?
So we believe our job is to continue to speak to the American people to lay out what it is that the president is doing on behalf of American families. And that is important. And we have the data to prove it. We have the numbers to show that his economic policy has indeed worked.
That's not going to work for people. It's a bad strategy. And if you're Biden, because he's screwed up so much, I don't know what would be a good strategy. Probably just the standard divide and conquer racial politics of communism that the Democrat Party has become today. That would probably work. But I know this, coining a term named after you for a bad economy, not generally a bad idea. Although I really want to start. I want to start something new, and I'm not exactly sure when to go where or how to go about this or what to do about this. I really want to start naming things after me. I was reading something this morning about Alexander the Great and how he founded that city in Egypt and called it Alexandria after himself. And he founded many cities. It was something insane, like 70 cities or something like that, and named most of them after himself. And I want to do that. I want something. I want Jessandria. No, that sounds. No, that doesn't sound right. Something. I'll think of something. But I want things named after me. I want cities. I want stars. I want entire economies. I want everything. In fact, just like Trump does with like Trump Tower, I want a line of Jesse Kelly buildings. Only what, Chris? And on the side of them, it'll just be my face, like a big mural of me. It would be awesome. Oh, emails. Hold on. Chris, this music thing, it's like a 1 or 2 second delay between when I press the button and when the piano starts. Can you take that out? Is there like a rewind thing or something you can do on this? Can you edit these? You can edit it? Well, I didn't know. Yo, Skippy. Oh, sorry. Yo, Skippy. You were telling a story about Scipio Africanus having dinner with Hannibal, and you said you'd tell us in just a moment about a conversation. How long is this moment? I did forget about that. Hannibal, after he had been defeated by Scipio Africanus, ended up having a conversation with him about who the best general was. And remember, Scipio had defeated Hannibal at the end. I don't know that you would argue Scipio was a superior general to Hannibal. That was at the end, after Hannibal had spent all of his time kicking the Romans around. And Hannibal, of course, said Alexander the Great first. And then he said, what is that guy's name? Pyrrhus, that Pyrrhic victory, the guy who the Pyrrhic victory is named after. And then he said himself, and he put himself above Scipio Africanus. It's one of my favorite stories ever. It's one of the great stories ever. And then Scipio scoffs at this whole thing and says, what? Okay, well, you're putting yourself above me? Okay, what would it have been if you'd have beat me? And I forget exactly how it was put, but essentially Hannibal said, oh, I would have been above Alexander. I would have been number one. I love that kind of confidence. That's wonderful. You know who shouldn't have any confidence? Dome. Kamala Harris plunges to record low for VP net favorability. There's just, as we talked about before,
There's no salvaging this woman's reputation. There's not. It's not possible because she's in her late 50s. It doesn't matter how many life coaches and publicists and people like that you hire. You can't turn this person. No, not her, not that. You can't turn this person into a likable human being. There's nothing you can do. You can't put anything inside of her. Anyway, let's change the subject here. I'm going to talk about Olivia Dalton from today.
Does the White House believe Attorney General Garland committed perjury when he testified under oath that Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss could bring charges outside his district?
I don't have any comment on this.
Did Merrick Garland commit perjury? I think the chances are not zero. Merrick Garland might be in trouble. And the reason I think Merrick Garland might be in trouble is, remember, he's a nobody. Biden hired him just as kind of a screw you to Republicans because Republicans wouldn't let him be a Supreme Court justice. And since that moment, Merrick Garland, remember, he doesn't run the DOJ. Yes, he's the attorney general, but the DOJ, especially the top lieutenants, they're full of Obama-era committed apparatchiks. I mean, full-blown communists. And they're the ones who actually run things. They're the ones who are sending the FBI after school board parents and things like that. And Merrick Garland, he's not in charge of a thing. He's just a lackey. So I think he might be in trouble because I think they might toss him to the wolves. I think they might just let him go. And of course, don't worry, he'll be fine. Even if they manage to impeach him, which they won't. It's not like the Senate will convict. Even if they manage to impeach him, he's just going to ride off into the sunset into some other lucrative law career or lucrative career in college or something like that. All right. It's enough of all this. Before we get back to emails and keying someone's car and little things like that, let's get to Jeffrey Epstein. But before we get to Jeffrey Epstein, let's get to your phone. You see, your cell phone company, they're garbage. Does this stuff from Larry Fink make you mad?
So has that your business been hurt by the state of Florida not supporting your ESG efforts?
I don't use the word ESG anymore because it's been entirely weaponized.
You know that Verizon's all about ESG, right? If you don't believe me, go look it up. AT&T is about ESG. T-Mobile is about ESG. Go look up Pure Talk and ESG and tell me what you find. Tell me if you think you should still be funding those despicable companies. You see, my bill for a family of four got cut in half when we switched to Pure Talk. Same 5G network. I have a patriotic company now that I pay for my cell phone every single month, and it feels a lot better than paying money to those filthy companies, and it takes 10 minutes on the phone. You can keep your phone. You can keep your phone number. Do you think that you should take the money you work hard for and keep giving it to people who hate you? And hate your country, hate your values, people who are trying to break your children. Do you think you should do that? Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. All right? All right. Speaking of kids, let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Now, let's dig into something here. This is a little long, but the DOJ, they decided they were going to dig into one of these real profound mysteries out there. How did Jeffrey Epstein die? I mean, obviously, we all know it was suicide, right? So, the International jet-setting billionaire sex trafficker who hauled young women, young girls, I should say, from all over the world to be abused by him and many other powerful men, the most powerful men in our society. Do I need to remind you how many times, well, I don't know, Jeffrey Epstein was checked into Bill Clinton's White House? Did you know that? In case, well, hold on. Maybe you don't believe me. Maybe you're like, Jesse, Bill Clinton never checked him into the White House. You're right. Somebody who worked for Bill Clinton checked him into the White House. So maybe we should go talk to that guy. Except we can't talk to the guy who checked Jeffrey Epstein into Bill Clinton's White House, because that guy was not only found strung up from a tree, he had a shotgun blast in his chest, and they never found the shotgun, and I'm not making this up. They ruled it a suicide. You can look that up if you think I'm just doing radio fodder. It was ruled a suicide. So he hung himself, shot himself in the chest with a shotgun, and then threw the shotgun in the river while he was dying? Is that whatever? Anyway, so, okay, we can't talk to that guy. All right, forget about that. Okay, so I guess we'll never get down to the bottom of the Clinton stuff. Let's deal with other powerful people. Who else was maybe associated with Jeffrey Epstein? Oh, would you look at that? Huh. Bill Gates. Once the richest man in the world, Bill Gates. Bill Gates, who has repeatedly called for depopulating the earth. He's currently trying to make synthetic meat he wants to force you to eat in a lab. He also sold you that vaccine. He was a big vaccine guy. Don't worry, you can trust him. He's fine. No, he's fine. Bill Gates, who was, look, I don't know how close they were. I've never been there. Who knows? But I do know this. Bill Gates used to have a wife, Melinda Gates. And she was so revolted by the relationship of those two that she cited it in a magazine article for being one of the reasons that she was driven away. And then Bill Gates, do you have that clip, Chris? Then Bill Gates, it was really funny. He was so close with Epstein, he was asked about it, and I thought his answer was, well, telling.
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead, so, you know, in general, you always have to be careful.
Ah, well, that says a lot. Anyway, after this, Jeffrey Epstein gets arrested, and while he's in jail, he commits suicide. And this is really one of those fascinating things about the world we live in now. It's not just you and me. It's not just us, the anti-communists. Even Normie Norm doesn't believe Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. No one believes that. Okay, the cameras malfunctioned. Remember they actually told us the cameras malfunctioned? The cameras malfunctioned and the guards happened to fall asleep. And then, this is maybe the best part of it, only two of the workers were actually charged with the whole thing. And I know you're going to be shocked by this. Stunned. They each got a deal for no jail time. Wow. So they went digging for who was responsible, and they found the guys responsible. It was those guards. And they don't have to go to jail. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it in the end. I'd love to know where those guards are today. I'd love to know. Tell you what I'd love to know. I'd love to know their financial situation. I bet that would be fascinating. I wonder if, employment-wise, I wonder if they landed on their feet somewhere. I'll tell you what. Now, I haven't actually looked this up, and I really haven't, but just a hunch. I'm just guessing they're not on unemployment today and probably doing okay. Anyway, the DOJ decided they're going to dig into this because this looks bad, guys, and we're going to dig into this. We're going to find out who's responsible. And this is some of it.
Tell us what more we need to know about this report.
Yasmin, this was a 120-page report as the result of 3 years of investigation by the Inspector General of the Department of Justice. And it doesn't really add much to the picture of the basic facts here, but it really does present a portrayal of a cascade of negligence and misconduct by employees of the Federal Bureau of Prisons that this report says allowed the conditions to where Jeffrey Epstein was able to take his life, that accused sex offender. What it says is that, for example, he was supposed to be monitored every 30 minutes. He was alone in his cell in this New York federal holding facility where he was facing sex trafficking charges, but he wasn't monitored, and the employees lied about it. They noted that they were making the rounds, but they actually weren't making the rounds. His cell was supposed to have been searched for things like extra bed linens and extra clothing, which can be used in suicide attempts, which he did have, but that cell never was searched. He was supposed to have a roommate, but he didn't have a roommate, and so he was essentially left in his cell for 4 hours.
One of the things that I find so interesting is he hung himself from a bunk bed that's like 4.5 feet tall. So either Jeffrey Epstein is a midget, or I don't know how that's supposed to work. But anyway,
so that's the deal. They put out a report, and you're not going to believe it. They found that it was the staff at fault. Nobody else did anything wrong. There were no threats, no bribes. There was no coercion, no nothing. They found the culprit, and it was those guards who they've already put on trial and let off without jail time. And I guess we could all just wash our hands of it, guys. And do keep in mind that not only does a client list exist, they sealed the trial of the lady who has the client list. That's one. Two, don't forget this. Don't ever forget that the FBI has all the tapes. Well, they probably destroyed them, but they raided the island and they have all the tapes. Don't forget that. And don't forget to get your male vitality stack from Chalk, I should mention. Do you know the difference you will see in your entire life when you start to get your T levels back up to where they should be? Estrogens are eating away at your T levels. They are. We can't help it. They're in the plastics. They're in the water. There's precious little we can do about it. Chalk is here to reverse it naturally because we can't out-chemical the chemicals. Let's get natural herbal supplements in our bodies. Male vitality stacks for the fellas. Ladies, you want to be bursting with energy now, even in the afternoons without a cup of coffee? Female vitality stacks. 90 days. That's all I ask. Give me 90 days. And then not only do I want you to email me and tell me how you feel, I want you to tell other people how you feel. This is what natural herbal supplements can do. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. It's your go-to spot for anything and everything sports. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, golf, college, whatever's hot in the street, we're talking about it on Wake and Jake. So if you're a diehard fan or looking for the latest buzz, we've got you covered. No matter your favorite sport, we're breaking it down with the passion that'll make you feel like you're in the stands with us. Plus, we've got a bunch of guests, Foolish Bailey, Jolly Olive, Chris Rose, and more. Mock drafts, rankings, whatever you want. It's the sports world, and come on and join our friends in the Wake and Jake family. You will not regret it. So, new episodes Monday and Wednesday. You can watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen to Wake and Jake on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media.
I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research, and it ends up, I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You could also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Speaking of Epstein, before we move off this and get on to keying cars in the rear admiral, House Democrat worked for Epstein's tax and political fixer. That's Stacey Plaskett of the Virgin Islands. She worked with Epstein. Amazing how many Democrats seem to be tied to Jeffrey Epstein. Odd. Odd, isn't it? Anyway, let's move on. We have to get to the emails, Chris. Jesse, can you do a PSA? I am full-blown Trump, yet I will vote Republican nomination regardless. Seeing a lot of people say if Trump wins, not Ron, I'm not voting for the Republican. Or vice versa. Regardless of the nomination, we all need to support, unless it's a low-T GOP that somehow stomps Ron or the Donald. Look, I am voting for the Republican nominee once the primary's over. I am. I should probably say this, though. What, Chris? Chris said, what if it's someone crazy like Chris Christie? Well, that's what I was about to bring up. Not that specifically, but this is why, for the most part, I don't judge how other people vote, the reasons other people vote the way they vote, or if they choose to go a route that's completely different than the route I go. I just don't judge. I try not to. That's probably not true. I try not to judge. If someone came to me right now and said, Chris Christie's a great example because nobody likes Chris Christie. If they came to me and said, Jesse, I'm voting for Chris Christie, I would ask why. And if you provided an answer that was legitimate, not some bunch of crap, but if it was a legitimate answer, okay, I get it. Yeah, I'll tell you what, Chris Christie does debate very well. Because he's a lawyer. He's one of these kind of fearless debaters. Yes, I'm gonna back Chris Christie because I think he would do the best against Joe Biden in a debate. Okay, that's certainly not going to be my list of priorities, but at least you have priorities and you're voting for them. These people will email in. I actually don't get much of this because people know exactly where I stand and I've been honest about it, but you do see people say, I'm voting for Trump because of this. And I say, yeah, good. Those are good reasons. I'm voting for Trump because I love his foreign policy. That's a great reason to vote for Trump. Yes, good. I'm voting for Ron DeSantis because of what an outstanding governor he's been. He's got a proven record. Yes, that's a great reason to vote for Ron DeSantis. I feel like people sometimes want me to argue with them. I just want people to participate. I want people to care enough to get involved. The problem is not the people like you, no matter whether you're on Trump or DeSantis or Christie or whoever else. The problem is not people who are committed, maybe voting a different way. The problem is people who aren't committed at all. Of course, I'm voting for the Republican nominee. And I said all that to say this. I'm, to put it mildly, extremely displeased with the GOP. I know you're going to find that shocking, considering I call them the low-T GOP, but I'm very, very disappointed in the GOP. Because of that, have thought before, I'll tell you what, emotionally, I've gotten to the place before where I'm not going to vote for the Republican. And I have actually done this before, not voted for the Republican. Now, not voting for the Democrat either, I'll leave it blank. I'm that mad. I'm not sure how I feel about those decisions when I made those decisions.
I don't know that I was right. I don't know that I was wrong. I did it on purpose. I said all that to say this. I said I want you to have a reason, right? If you email in and say, Jesse, I'm not voting at all. If DeSantis wins or Trump wins, I'm not voting at all. I don't like either of them. They both suck, whatever. I'm not voting at all. And this is why. And you had a reason. Man, I understand that. Or maybe you're one of these hardcore black-pilled types, one of these what they like to call collapsitarian types, who just you want to get the train rolling, I should say. Let's just burn it down quicker so we can get all this over with. Maybe you email in and maybe you tell me, hey, Jesse, I'm voting for Joe Biden or the Democrat. And this is why. I think that the country can't be saved and the GOP can't save it. And I'm just going to vote all Democrat and try to burn the thing down so we can get the thing over with before. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I still wouldn't judge you or be mad at you. I understand that way of thinking. This is why I don't get caught up in this. This is why I don't talk about the primary a bunch. I don't find it to be that interesting. It's definitely not that interesting yet. We'll talk about it more as we lead up to it and try to analyze it as best we can. But this is why I don't get so emotionally wrapped up like I see so many people are on the Trump, DeSantis. Oh my gosh, he sucks. He's evil. He's evil. I find all that to be rather ridiculous, to be honest with you. I just do. But as long as you're voting for a reason, as long as you have a reason, that's good enough for me. The problem is the people who don't care at all. The problem isn't you. Democrat state senator arrested after admitting to keying a car with a Biden sucks bumper sticker. Most amazing thing about this story is that this is a dude, not a redhead. He's a dude, and he's 69 years old. It really is some sort of a mental illness. When you have waded into communist politics, Marxist politics for so long, like so many of these people have, you're not even recognizable as a human being. A 69-year-old man, I don't know about you. When I picture a 69-year-old man, I picture a grandfather, possibly even a great-grandfather. But either way, you are a grandfather. You probably drive too slow. You have a lot of wisdom because you've lived almost 70 years on this planet. You're probably a responsible human being, a relatively normal person. Maybe you have one too many whiskeys on a Friday, but it's 69 years old. I bet the house gets cleaned up. I bet the trash gets taken out in time. I guess I just have this vision of old men that, what? There's a 69-year-old out there keying people's cars like some scorned woman? What? These people, man. All right, hold on. More emails. I told you it'd be an email roundup. I don't have time for any more of the sad music, Chris. The delay, I can't take the delay anymore. I can't take it. Jesse, just wanted to say me and my 10-month-old my 10-month-old daughter are riding around the farm listening and enjoying to the show. That there's a farmer and his 10-month-old daughter listening to the show on a farm somewhere makes me freaking smile, man. Jesse, even if both people don't have the AC pin, doesn't mean if you see one, initiate the conversation. Listen, thank you. Yes, that's right. If you don't have your AC pin, remember, I think there are still some left. I'm not sure about that, but I believe there are still some left. If you bought more than one copy of the Anti-Communist Manifesto, go get your pin. But if you see anyone in your AC pin, in an AC pin, anti-communist pin, go greet that person. Greet them. Sit down. Break bread. Dear symmetrical philanthropist. Oh, I forgot we had to start the fake charity. Like Jesse Kelly is Nice to Kids Foundation. We have to remember to do that, by the way. He said, as a prospective hire for this important position, I propose a name for this glorious endeavor. The Jesse Kelly Foundation for Saving Lives, Uniting Society, and Helping Individuals Excel. Slushy. That's actually freaking brilliant. Oh, gosh. He didn't say I could say his name. I'm not going to use that, but dang, that's freaking good. We do have to remember to set up the fake charity, though, so I can look good in front of other people and look like I give back. The importance is looking like I give back. the Jesse Kelly is a good person and nice to kids foundation. I think it's awesome. I think this is something we can go with. All right, let's talk about the Rear Admiral. Headlines I didn't get to, some emails. Let's talk about your dog. Did you know I sent a video to an advertiser yesterday? Sometimes every now and then we'll have to send audio bits or video bits back and forth to various suits and advertisers. It's just part of the job, TV and radio and stuff like that, and I enjoy it. And this one I had to do at my house, and I'm filming at the house. And, of course, I get 20 seconds in the video, and here comes this big, fluffy, idiot dog, Fred. He has to walk right into the shot and then examine me and then plop down right at my feet, right there in the middle of the shot. I didn't even bother redoing it. I give up. I don't even know why I keep giving him rough greens. It's just, okay, I love the idiot, and I want him around. The wife actually accused me yesterday of being, quote, the most pathetic one with the dog, which is a bald-faced lie. But I do love him, and I hope he lives a long, long life. I love how wonderful he is with my family, and I want him to live healthy, and that's really the reason we give him rough greens. It's a nutritional supplement, all natural. We pour it on his dead food. Dog food is dead. There's no nutrition in that food. It's just empty calories. But my dog gets nutrition because I give him rough greens. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. Give it to your dog today. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Chris, don't make up words for you screwing up things on the soundboard either. Yes, you did. You should have heard the word. Chris just tried to make up a lie because he knows I don't know what I'm talking about to excuse him screwing up putting our soft music on the soundboard. Remember we wanted earnest music and we did that super important experiment on the show the other day to pick the music and then we landed on this song? I'm going to tell you the exact second I hit the button and then you wait. And you tell me when you hear music. I am hitting the button in 3, 2, 1, now. That's like a 2-second delay. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Quit lying. Yes, it is. No, no. And Chris just tried to call it. What'd you call it? A fader? A fade in. No, that's not a fade in. That's a period of silence. There's no music there at all. There's nothing fading there. You're stupid. Pete Buttigieg consulted China Tide group pushing gas stove bans and electric vehicle mandates. Would you look at that? Something we called before, something we've tried to explain before. It's hard for us on the right to digest this because it's so much more advanced and professional than our side, if we have to be honest. There's this vast network of various communist groups. A communist think tank here, a communist nonprofit here, a communist activist group there. And they're aided by all kinds of communist media and communist university systems. And the communist donors, big boy donors, spread money around. So there's always a group working with this or working with that. And what that does is it gives these insane communists a cover of the appearance of legitimacy. It gives them the appearance of legitimacy. A gas stove. We want to eliminate these gas stoves, but these people won't just let us do it. How are we going to do it? Well, here, we'll fund this and fund that, and we'll fund this group. We'll call it a think tank, or we'll call them scientists or something, and we'll have them put out a study explaining why your gas stove should be taken away from you. And then when we try to eliminate your gas stove, we'll simply say, look, so all the studies say they're bad for you. Haven't you read the studies? So many studies. It's just a study fest. Study, study, study. That's how they do things. That's how they wreck everything. It's how they're wrecking our food supply. They're going after, look, with all this gas, coal, oil, they're going after fertilizer. That's all still going on. There's an ongoing effort to destroy our food supply. How freaking horrible is that? Do you have emergency food for when the blackouts and brownouts come rolling on through? For when China hits us with an EMP? Do you have emergency food for when something ugly happens? Whatever that ugly thing may be. It might be view ugly. You don't know. Listen, it could be this ugly.
First off, people didn't know what to...
That's Randy Weingarten. Are you ready for a food shortage that's this ugly?
First off, people didn't know what to do.
No one needs that kind of ugly. So get a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Huge savings right now, I should note, on a four-week food kit. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. That's where you get a good deal on an emergency food kit. Don't shake your head, Chris. That was Randy Weingarten, known as Communist John Denver, running cover for Dr. Fauci.
First off, people didn't know what to do. You know, I think both Fauci and Walensky are being demonized in a way that's wrong. They were trying to do the best they could.
It's funny how, quote, different parts of the system seem to always work with each other, right? Why would the head of a teacher's union be so invested in protecting Fauci and Walensky? It's almost as if they're all just different fingers on the same communist fist. Who is it who is, hey, Chris, who's that guy who talks about that kind of thing all the time? He's on the radio. Is that, it's not Buck Sexton, Chris, although it might be Buck too, but it's me. It's rude, friggin' rude. Everyone's rude to me. Jesse, I was introduced to you by Buck Sexton. I can't talk. The episode you did with him and Parnell is amazing. You all should do more of that. But then to my surprise, I learned your mentor is Michael Berry, who's another personality I follow and respect. How did you meet Buck and Michael? Thanks for all you do. Well, a lot of people may not know this, but back when I was running for Congress, I would often do various media hits, just trying to get your name out there, trying to raise money, trying to get yourself nationally known. I was doing random hits with Buck Sexton on the smallest radio and TV shows you can imagine a decade ago. That's how long Buck and I have been doing various media things together. And then he ended up with, you know, the huge Clay and Buck show, and I ended up here, and it just kind of happened that way. I've known Buck Sexton a long time.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
State Department to spend nearly $50,000 pushing trans-inclusive policies on Indian corporations. Well, of course, America's going to spread its national religion abroad. Catholic Church in Orlando set ablaze on the anniversary of the Dobbs decision. Again, there's only room for one national religion, and the national religion of LGBTQ is never going to sit and stand for a heretical religion like Catholicism or Christianity or, frankly, Islam or Orthodox Judaism. None of these things are going to be allowed to stay. Pride flag. You know what? I can't do any more pride stuff. DeSantis said Trump already promised historic mass deportations and didn't do it. He didn't have anything out of the ordinary. Yes, the primary fighting is coming. It's really heating up now. It's going to be so much fun. I can't wait till the debates. That's going to be great. Elton John claims disgraceful U.S. laws barring child sex changes are like a virus. Huh. Like a virus, huh? So Elton John wants your son to have his penis chopped off behind your back. Just a heads up for you, the old rocket man. Judge denies DOJ's motion for special conditions of release and to seal witness list in Trump classified docs case. This is good news for Trump. This is a judge in Florida. Remember, special counsel Jack Smith tried to not have this case brought in Florida, but had to have this case brought in Florida. This is, of all the indictments, New York, Washington, and probably Georgia, this is the one where Trump, I think, has a real shot of getting out of it, just because it'll be a different jury pool and because the judge is so far not laying down for this. I am not going to re-debate the Iraq war, according to John Kerry. Of course, these people will get us into endless wars, kill endless amounts of people, wreck everything, and then in a matter of minutes, they'll say, well, we're not going to rehash old stuff here. Gosh. All right. I want you to email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right. Your love, your hate, your death threats, all are welcome. Don't forget, you can download the podcast on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes, and we will be back tomorrow to do it again. All right. That's all. In an era of escalating social unrest and rising crime rates, safeguarding our families has never been more critical. Introducing the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. Byrna offers a safer, sensible alternative that can save lives on both ends, protecting the user and delivering formidable stopping power to deter aggressors. Legal in all 50 states with no background checks or permits required. And it's shipped directly to your door. Visit Byrna.com/Jesse to get 10% off your purchase.
Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness. From skincare and serums to meditation and brain health, we've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.